Lecture topic, the Prophet, peace be upon him, a man of his people.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man ihtada bihadyihi wa iqtada bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نعم الرجل أنا لشرار أمتي فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنت لشرارهم فكيف لخيارهم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيار أمتي يدخلون الجنة بأعمالهم وشرار أمتي ينتظرون شفاعتي إلا أنها مباحة يوم القيامة لجميع أمتي إلا رجل ينتقص أصحابي كذا في الكنز أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, there can be no two opinions on the fact that the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute truth, the most accurate and the most candid. Hence, there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to swear an oath to emphasize the truth of his message. Yet despite the fact, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, the speech of Allah being the most truthful, Allah has sworn multiple oaths in the Quran. The reason expounded by the scholars of tafsir is to impress upon us the importance of the discussion in which Allah swears an oath. I have recited before you a verse from the 30th juz, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears three oaths. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. Allah swears an oath by the stars that recede. أَلْكُنَّسِ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ that proceed. أَلْكُنَّسِ that occasionally conceal and disappear and camouflage themselves. The scholars of tafsir and astronomers also write, the inference is to five wandering stars which we refer to as khamsa mutahayyara. The pattern of these stars are rather erratic compared to the billions of stars in the galaxy. So at times you would see them moving from the east to the west, from the west to the east. They would go forward, they would disappear. Thereafter Allah swears another oath, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ. Anybody who studies Arabic would know the word عَسْعَسْ is amongst the azdad. Azdad in Arabic refers to that word which simultaneously possesses the two opposite meanings. So عَسْعَسْ could mean أَقْبَلْ and أَدْبَرْ. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَقْبَلْ أَوْ أَدْبَرْ, by the night when it appears or disappears. For purposes of highlighting one tafsir, we will opt for the view of Aqbal, by the night when it appears and it darkens. And thereafter Allah swears the third oath, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the flush of dawn and the break of dawn. This is the literal oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn. Now what are the metaphorical implications of these oaths? Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah in his tafsir writes under this ayah, the first oath that Allah swears of the wandering stars that came, made a presence, advanced and then disappeared is a subtle inference to all the anbiya that preceded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came for a period of time, conveyed their message, conveyed the task that was put upon them, and at their respective time they passed on. After all the anbiya had moved on, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, after the ascension of Sayyidina Isa to the heaven, came the dark night that gripped humanity across the planet. This prolonged dark night that enveloped the entire humanity. And after this disappearance of the anbiya, coupled by this prolonged night, it could only be the son of Nabuwat that could bring light again on this earth. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. And I swear by the morning when it takes its breath and the flush of dawn and the break of dawn. And then he quotes the beautiful couplets of the poet when he said, وَلَنِعْمَ مَا قَالَ الشَّاعِرِ فَإِنَّهُ شَمْسُ فَضْلٍ هُمْ كَوَاكِبُهَا يَظْهَرْنَ أَنْوَارُهَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي الظُّلَمِ حَتَّى إِذَا طَلَعَتْ فِي الْكَوْنِ عَمَّ هُدَاهَا الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَحْيَتْ سَائِرَ الْعُمَمِ. فَإِنَّهُ شَمْسُ فَضْلٍ. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the son of virtue, whom kawakibuha, the respective anbiya were the stars that gave off their light in their period. حَتَّى إِذَا طَلَعَتْ فِي الْكَوْنِ. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his appearance, أَحْيَتْ سَائِرَ الْأُمَمِ, he brought light and brilliance and effulgence to the entire world. There are many people in this world who possess external beauty, but they are bereft of character. They are devoid of character. On the reverse, there are many a people, and you know, like the Arabic poet said it, addressing the beautiful lady, he said, يَا حَسَنَةَ الْوَجْهِ لَا تُبْدِلِي أَزَّيْنَ بِالشَّيْنِ. O beautiful woman, do not tarnish your beauty by the abuse of your tongue. Allah has given you external beauty, complement it with seerat and character, otherwise you will blemish that character of yours. And وَيَا قُبْحَةَ الْوَجْحِ لَا تَجْمَعِي بَيْنَ قُبْحَيْنِ. And if you lack physical beauty and you lack character, then you combine two negative traits. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ came as a sun, and he lit up the entire world. I was saying there are many people who have physical beauty, but they lack spiritual beauty. There are many people who have physical beauty in the initial stages of their life, but then what we say, as he grew up, he lost his beauty. Sometimes we look at an old man and say, hey, in his days, I guess he must have been handsome. So it's a fluctuating beauty. And the maximum you can say, he retained his beauty as long as he was alive. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu encapsulated it so amazingly when the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. And obviously that was the saddest moment. I'll share some couplets of Safiya radiallahu anha. He came there and he said, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O my Nabi, you were awesome as a child, amazing as a teenager, brilliant as an adult, great as a Nabi, but you equally the same after you've passed away. After you are mayyit, after you've moved on, your beauty has not decreased in any way. Safiya radiallahu anha said, أَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كُنْتَ رَخَاءَنَا وَكُنْتَ بِنَا بَرًّا وَلَمْ تَكُ جَافِيًا. O Nabi of Allah, you were kind and compassionate, and harshness was foreign to your nature. وَكَانَ بِنَا بَرًّا رَحِيمًا نَبِيُّنَا لِيَبْكِ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمَ مَنْ كَانَ بَاكِيًا. She said, if anybody wants to cry, he's justified in crying. Today is the day to cry. But these words of Safiya radiallahu anha stand out. She said, لَعَمْرِي مَا أَبْكِ النَّبِيَّ لِمَوْتِهِ وَلَكِنْ لِهَرَجٍ كَانَ بَعْدَكَ آتِيًا. O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not tear over your demise as much as I tear over the fear that the earth will slip into chaos after your demise. I am more haunted about the consequences. Honestly, when we bury the learned and the pious, one is to deal and contend with their separation. But the vacuum that they leave behind, Wallahi ma abkin nabiyya li mawtihi. My tears and my emotions are not on the death of Nabi alayhi salam. Walakin li harajin kana ba'daka atiya. But Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have left this ummah as an orphan, and none will able to fill your place. Ka'anna ala qalbi li faqdi Muhammadin. وَمِنْ حُبِّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَاكَ الْمُكَاوِيَةِ. I feel like someone has branded my heart with an iron rod. أَفَاطِمَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ رَبُّ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَى جَدَثٍ أَمْسَى بِيَثْرِبَ ثَاوِيَةِ. O Fatima, I ask Allah to send His perpetual blessings on the blessed body that has adopted permanent residence in the sand of Medina. أَرَى حَسَنًا أَيْتَمْتَهُ وَتَرَكْتَهُ يُبَكِّي وَيَدْعُو جَدَّهُ الْيَوْمَ نَائِيًا. Hassan, with respect to you and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, I won't have the courage to look you in your eyes anymore. Whenever I seen you, you were on the back of your Nabi or the lap of your Nabi. From today, don't take me wrong, I won't able to look you in your eyes. صَبَرْتَ وَبَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ صَادِقًا وَمُتَّ صَلِيبَ الدِّينِ أَبْلَجَ صَافِيًا فَلَوْ أَنَّ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ أَبْقَاكَ بَيْنَنَا سَعِدْنَا وَلَكِنْ أَمْرُهُ كَانَ مَاذِيًا عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ السَّلَامُ تَحِيَّةً وَأُدْخِلْتَ جَنَّاتٍ مِّنَ الْعَدْنِ رَاضِيًا. She says, I wish Allah prolonged your stay amongst us, but then how long are we going to ask Jannah to also wait? How long are we going to... Jannah also has its fair share of request. Jannah, here you have him, decorate yourself, he comes your way. عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ السَّلَامُ تَحِيَّةً وَأُدْخِلْتَ جَنَّاتٍ مِّنَ الْعَدْنِ رَاضِيًا. Hassan radiallahu anhu says, سألت خالي هند بن أبي هالة وكان وصافا عن حلية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I asked my uncle هالة radiallahu anhu, and he was amongst those who described the features of Nabi alayhi salam. Some inspiration for one and all, and in particular our youth who wish to emulate and mimic superstars and heroes and whatever else. Why did I want to hear more about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? وأنا أشتهي, I desire, I have this inclination that I can embrace his approach, his lifestyle into my own life. So I told my uncle, tell me more. I was a young boy. I didn't see everything explained to me. It's a sad reality that many of us are not acquainted with the features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We would make out a hero, a star, a celebrity from a distance at an airport. I was sitting in one business lounge at one airport, and suddenly people realized the person sitting there was a celebrity. I don't know of what nature, from the sporting world or what arena. And the next best thing, there were cameramen, there was security, there was protocol. And I said, what's all the fuss about? I asked someone and he said, he's a very high profile person. Now, let us reflect briefly over the appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, my uncle described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fakhman mufakhama. He was a man of splendor and magnificence. يَتَلَأْلُؤُ وَجْهُهُ تَلَأْلُؤَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. His face was radiant like the 14th full moon. أَطْوَلْ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوعِ. He was taller than the average person. أَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ. Yet he was shorter than a lanky, a very tall person. عَظِيمَ الْهَامَةِ. His head was moderately large. رَجِلَ الشَّعْرِ. His blessed hair had gentle curls. إِنْ فَرَقَتْ عَقِيصَتُهُ فَرَقْ وَإِلَّا فَلَعْ. If his hair naturally formed a middle path, he allowed it to remain. Otherwise, he didn't take passion in creating a middle path. Tabrani makes mention of the narration. Jafar ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, Khalid radiallahu anhu had one hat, one headgear. فَقَدَ قَلَنْ سُوَةً لَهُ يَوْمَ الْيَرْمُوكِ. He lost this headgear, this hat of his in the battle of Yarmouk. So he said to us, أُتْلُبُوهَا, please look for my hat. فَطَلَبُوهَا فَلَمْ يَجِدُوهَا. People started searching and looking, nobody found it. He insisted and he impressed upon us, look for this. We looked for it, finally we found it. فَإِذَا هِيَ قَلَنْ سُوَةٌ خَلِقَةٌ. It was torn and tattered. So we were a bit offended and we said, Khalid radiallahu anhu, you know, is there sentimental value? What's the passion behind it? He said, hang on folks. اِعْتَمَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Tabrani makes mention of the narration. اِعْتَمَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi alayhi salam performed umrah. فَحَلَقَ رَأْسَهُ. Then he shaved his hair. فَابْتَدَرَ النَّاسُ جَوَانِبَ شَعْرِهِ. People hastened to grab his hair as his blessed hair was being shaved. فَسَبَقْتُهُمْ إِلَى نَاسِيَتِهِ. I came from the front, I seen a niche and an opening, I seized the opportunity. And as the blessed hair started falling, I gathered it. فَجَعَلْتُهَا فِي هَذِهِ الْقَلَنْسُوَ. I then placed it in this headgear of mine. فَلَمْ أَشْهَدْ قِتَالًا وَهِيَ مَعِي إِلَّا رُزِقْتُ النُّصْرَ. Wallah, when that hair was in my headgear, in my hat and on my head, before I walked into the battlefield, I knew victory was mine. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ أَبِي نُعَيْمِ مَا قَاتَلْتُ قَوْمًا وَهِيَ مَعِي إِلَّا أُعْطِيتُ الْفَلَجْ أَيْ الْفَوْزِ. You know, we talk of Khalid radiallahu anhu as the great warrior, the great general, what a strategy he had. Here we derive the hidden wisdom and the secret of Khalid radiallahu anhu. It was the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu says, my father Zubair came to Nabi alayhi salam while he was performing cupping. You know, when you and I perform cupping, we are extracting dirty blood from the body. After Nabi alayhi salam concluded the cupping process, he said, اِذْهَبْ بِهَذَا الدَّمْ فَأَهْرِقُهُ. Take this blood and dispose of it. Now look at Sahaba. in their displaying of love, they didn't want the limelight, they didn't want the camera. فَلَمَّا بَرَزَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was gone, nobody seen him. عَمَدَ إِلَى الدَّمْ فَشَرِبَهُ He looked, there was no one. He said, let me sip it quickly. If I want to sip it, I want to make it known that I've sipped it. MashaAllah, what love. This is love of Nabi Alayhi Salaam. No, Sahaba, when it was clear, there was no eye on him. And that's when Allah then brings it to the fore. And when you want to bring it to the fore, then Allah conceals it. So he drank the blood. When Nabi Alayhi Salaam returned, he said, Mada sana'ta bid-dam. Zubair, what have you done, radiallahu anhu, with the blood? Again, he didn't reveal it. Ja'altuhu fi akhfa makanin. O Nabi of Allah, I have concealed it the most. La'allaka sharibtahu. I have this inner feeling you've consumed it. Spot on, O my Nabi, I couldn't resist it. Spot on, O my Nabi, I couldn't resist it. Walima ya Zubair. And Zubair, what made you drink it? Ahbabtu an yakuna dam Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jawfi. Today I'm telling you my inner desire. I always had this. I wish something of your blessed body can blend in my system. I wish something of your blessed body can be in my system. Nabi alayhi salam said, the only thing I can say to you, Zubair, is, وَيْلٌ لَكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَوَيْلٌ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْكَ I hope, Zubair, nobody crosses your path when you have my blood. They'll meet their fate and they will meet their doom. فَكَانُوا يَرَوْنَا أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الَّتِي بِهِ مِنْ دَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Sahaba said, after Zubair radiallahu anhu drank that blood, he was another man. Nobody could come in front of Zubair radiallahu anhu. Anyway, this was the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when his blessed hair was long, then it would cover his earlobes. Azhar al-lawm, luminous in his complexion. Wasi' al-jabeen, broad forehead. Azajjal hawajib, sawabigh fi ghayri qarnin. The eyebrows, blessed eyebrows, were full, yet they were fine. And they stood separately. بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَضَبُ There was a blessed vein on the blessed forehead that would swell when the Prophet ﷺ was in anger or he was in rage. The riwayat is in Mishkat Sharif, just before Kitabul Ilm, in Kitabul Iman, in fact on page 32, if my mind serves me correctly. The Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba are sitting together. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu has a Torah. He opens up the Torah and he starts reciting the Torah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looks at the blessed vein swelling on the blessed forehead. He nudges Umar. This was the beauty of Sahaba. Today, as close as they were, Abu Bakr didn't fear. No, if I tell him, he'll take it. He'll think I'm jealous of him. How should I? Don't want him, so I just wanted to tread cautiously. He nudged him and he said, ثَكِلَتْكَ الثَّوَاكِلْ يَا Umar. Umar, hang on, look up. When Umar radiallahu anhu looked at it, looked at the blessed face of Nabi alayhi salam and the vein that had protruded, he closed the Torah and he said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ غَضَبِ اللَّهِ وَغَضَبِ رَسُولِهِ رَضِيْنَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا I ask protection from Allah and His Nabi. I ask the amnesty and the protection of Allah from the displeasure of Allah and His Nabi. I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi and Islam is my religion. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ بَدَى لَكُمْ مُوسَى فَاتَّبَعْتُمُوهُ وَتَرَكْتُمُونِي لَظَلَلْتُمْ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ وَلَوْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَأَدْرَكَ النُّبُوَّةِ لَاتَّبَعَنِي رواه الدارمي. If I must translate this hadith in my own humble translation, I would say, the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar radiallahu anhu, if Musa was alive, on whom the Torah was revealed, which you are reading, even he would have to close his Torah and open my Quran. Even he would have to close his Torah and open my Quran. And if you chose to follow him while I was alive, while I was around, I'm afraid that's the recipe of disaster. So, أَقْنَ بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَضَبُ There was this vein that would protrude. أَقْنَ الْعِرْنَيْنِ His blessed nose was long. لَهُ نُورٌ يَعْلُوهُ There was a luster on his blessed nose. كَثَّ اللِّحْيَ His beard was dense. أَدْعَجْ The pupils of his eye was black. سَهْلَ الْخَدَّيْنِ The cheeks were fully fleshed. ضَلِيعَ الْفَمْ The mouth, Mubarak, was broad. Ashnab, the teeth were white and bright. Mufallaj al Asnan, there was a slight gap in the front two teeth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mu'tadil al Khalqi, the entire body was proportioned to perfection. Badinan mutamasikan, all the body joints were put in place and were very prominent. And then badinan mutamasikan sawa al batni was sadri. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's belly mubarak and his chest mubarak were in line. The man presented at the doctor and he said, I have a reflux problem. So the doctor said to him, we have to start with your abdomen first, you are obese. So he said, as Maulana alluded to today, you know what, lame excuses. He said, no, obesity runs in my family. So the doctor said, no, nobody runs in your family. It's not obesity that runs in your family, nobody. You want those that are health fanatic, even you will find direction in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Sawa al-batni was sadri. Arid al-sadri. His blessed chest was broad, literally and metaphorically. Bu'ayda ma bayn al-mankibayn. The gap between his shoulders was broad. Bu'ayda ma bayn al-mankibayn. Mawsoola ma bayn al-labbati was surrati bi sha'rin yajri kal-khatti. There was a fine line of hair running from his chest till his belly button, his navel mubarak. Ash'ar al-dhira'ayn wal-mankibayn wa'a'ali al-sadri. There was hair on his shoulders, on his upper chest and on his blessed hands. Tawil al-zandain. The hands mubarak were long. Can you imagine those hands that Sahaba touched? Can you imagine the fortune of Sahaba? Tabrani makes mention of the narration. Umm Asim radiyallahu anha says, Kunna arba'a niswatin 'inda Utba. We were four women that were wedded to Utba ibn Farqad as-Sulami radiyallahu anhu. Wama minna imra'atun illa wa hiya tajtahidu fi at-tibi litakuna atyab min sahibatiha. And every one of us would apply the best of fragrance so that we could outdo our co-wife in attracting our partner. Competition is always healthy for the consumer. They say multiple political parties denote a healthy democracy. Every one of us would apply the best of fragrance. Why? So that we could excel our partner. وَمَا يَمُسُّ عُتْبَةُ طِيبًا وَهُوَ أَطْيَبُ رِيحًا مِنَّا. And our husband never owned a bottle of itar, never used any deodorants, never used anything. But yet he had the best of fragrance. وَكَانَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِلَى النَّاسِ قَالُوا مَا شَمِمْنَا رِيحًا مِثْلَ عُتْبًا. And whenever he walked by, people saluted him and they said, how did you get this right? So one day I said to him, you know, I'm always trying to outdo my co-wife and I'm applying this and I'm applying that. And subhanAllah, you impress us all. Explain. He said, أَخَذَنِ الشَّرَى فِي أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had developed an itching syndrome on my body. فَأَتَيْتُهُ, I came to him, I'm quoting the words of Tabrani. فَشَكَوْتُ ذَلِكَ إِلَيْهِ, I complained to him. قَعَدْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, I sat before him. أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَتَجَرَّدْ, he told me to remove my clothing. فَتَجَرَّدْتُ عَنْ ثِيَابِ, I removed my clothing. وَأَلْقَيْتُ ثَوْبِي عَلَى فَرْجِي, I covered my private area. فَنَفَثَ فِي يَدِهِ, then he blew into his blessed hand. فَمَسَحَ بِهَا بَطْنِي وَظَهْرِي فَعَبَقَ بِي هَذَا الطِّيبُ مِنْ يَوْمِئِذٍ. Then he gently passed his hand over my belly once. It's that day to this day, the fragrance wouldn't leave me. I can identify with many people today, Allah forbid, after shaking their hands, the foul smell doesn't leave. Get me that detergent, get me that soap, get me that lemon. I don't know where the brother was, what he ate, what he did. Subhanallah, tawil al-zandain, the hands mubarak were long. Rahba al-raha, the palm mubarak was broad. Idha zala zala qal'an. When he walked, rafa'a qadamayhi anil ardi biquwa. Look at the fine line he struck. We want an objective walk, yet a humble walk. A meaningful walk, yet not a lethargic walk. He had all the balances in place. You know, sometimes it's a brisk walk, but then it borders with arrogance. And sometimes it's a humble walk, but then it's a lethargic walk. Sayyidina Umar, when he used to see people walking slow, are you sick? No, he used to flog them. He used to flog them. And he said, we don't want slow people here in our audience. Sayyidina Umar used to patrol and flog them. إِذَا زَالَ قَلْعًا أَيْ رَفَعَ قَدَمَيْهِ عَنِ الْأَرْضِ بِقُوَّةِ. He would lift his blessed hand, legs with vigor, right? يَخْتُو تَكَفُّؤًا. He would incline forward. وَيَمْشِي هَوْنَا. Lift the leg with vigor, but place it with gentleness. My Habib, Allah gave it to you. حَسُنَ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. حَسُنَ ذَرِيعَ الْمِشْيَ. The strides were long. I was reading a medical report in terms of health for the body and overall exercise. Long strides. My Nabi did it how many centuries ago? كَأَنَّمَا يَنْحَتُ مِنْ صَبَبْ. As if he was declining from a flight of stairs. إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. If he looked at you, he focused his total attention upon you. خَافِذَ الطَّرْفِ. His gaze was modest. نَظْرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلُ مِنْ نَظْرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He looked more often at the earth than he looked above to the heavens. يَسُوقُ أَصْحَابَهُ. If he was walking with the companions, don't look for him in the front. He was always at the back. يَسُوقُ أَصْحَابَهُ وَيَبْدَأُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ. You couldn't possibly meet him and be the first to greet him. He always beat you to the draw. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration is in Nasa'i Sharif, Kitab al-Kusuf. My time is short and I'm just going to try and condense it, whatever I can say in the time here. It is the 10th year of Hijrah. It is the 28th of Shawwal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, born to him from Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu anha. Two slave girls, Maria Qibtiyya and Rayhana radiallahu anhuma. 18 months of age, Asha thamaniyata ashara shahran. He's in his fatal illness. Anas radiallahu anhu says, دخلنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على Bara ibn Aus وكان ذئرا لإبراهيم. We went to visit Bara ibn Aus, who was better known as Abu Saif. And it was his wife who was the nursing mother of Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. وَهُوَ يَجُودُ بِنَفْسِهِ. He was gasping for breath. He was in his last illness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, embraced him. He teared. And then he said the very great words, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزُنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. The eye sheds a tear. The heart is full of grief. But we'll never utter that which offends Allah. And rest assured, Ibrahim, your separation has caused us great agony. Bearing in mind the Nabi of Allah loses his son. Understand, as a human, he has a feeling and a passion. What's the mental, emotional condition of a person the day he buries his son? It coincides with the eclipse of the sun. Some people opportunistically attribute this to the death of the son of a great man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sets the record correctly. He doesn't latch on to this year. He says, no. The eclipse of the sun has nothing to do with the birth of my son. Inna ash-shamsa wal qamar ayatani min ayati Allah. La yankasifani li mawti ahadin wa la li hayatihi. They do not eclipse at the birth or the death of any person. But these are signs. When you see it happening, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. He then engages in salatul kusuf. Qama fa atal al qiyam. The narration of Nasa'i Sharif. Prolonged qiyam. Thumma raka'a fa atal al ruku. Then he has a prolonged bowing. Thumma rafa'a fa atal. Then he pauses in ruku for a lengthy period. Then he goes in sajda for a very prolonged sajda. When he completes the salah, he tells the sahaba, عُرِذَتْ عَلَيَّ الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ. In this prayer, vividly with my naked eye, I seen paradise and hell. حَتَّى لَوْ مَدَدْتُ يَدِي تَنَاوَلْتُ مِنْ قُتُوفِهَا. If I were to stretch my hand slightly more, I would have plucked the fruit of Jannah and given it to you. But then, O my sahaba, وَعُرِذَتْ عَلَيَّ النَّارُ. Bearing in mind, this is one day where he's buried his own son. He has to set the record correctly, so no myth remains in the ummah. He engages in a prolonged prayer. In that prayer, I was shown hell as well. فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْفُخْ خَشْيَةَ أَنْ يَغْشَاكُمْ حَرُّهَا. You know why my sajda was long? When I seen those flames, I started blowing passionately, lest the flames engulf my ummah. Lest the flames engulf my ummah. The narration of Tirmidhi, Auf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu says, Atani atin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person came to me from my Allah. فَخَيَّرَنِي بَيْنَ أَنْ يَدْخُلْ نِصْفَ أُمَّتِي الْجَنَّةِ وَبَيْنَ الشَّفَاعَةِ. And I was given one of two options. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have it, you can put half of your ummah in Jannah, no accountability. Or then we present you the option of intercession. فَاخْتَرْتُ الشَّفَاعَةِ. Immediately I said, no, I opt for intercession. Oh my sahaba, do you know why I opted for intercession? لِأَنَّهَا أَعَمُّ وَأَكْفَى. Because I'm hoping through intercession, I'll get even more than half into Jannah. أَتَرَوْنَهَا muttaqin? لا ولكنها للمذنبين الخطائين. Do you think that intercession is for the learned, the pious? No, no, it is for the sinful and the wicked and the transgressors. The narration of Buraydah radiallahu anhu, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُو يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنْ أَشْفَعَ. I am optimistic to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, equivalent to the dust particles and equivalent to the trees on this earth. The narration I quoted before you, Kanzul Ummal, Umm Salma radiallahu anha narrates it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَ الرَّجُلُ أَنَا لِشِرَارِ أُمَّتِي. There's no better lawyer to represent the transgressors of my ummah than me myself. There's no better advocate to fight the case of the criminals of my ummah than me myself. So one person from the tribe of Muzayna said, Ya Rasulallah, anta li shirarihim fa kayfa li khiyarihim. If you're the advocate of the sinners, who's the advocate of the good people of this ummah? Nabi alayhi salam said, they don't have much to argue. Khiyaru ummati yadkhulun al-jannata bi'amalihim. My sahaba will go through because of their piety and nobility. But the wicked of my ummah will be loitering around. People will come to them and tell them, what are you doing? You move. They all will say, we're waiting for my Nabi. Tell them to wait, I'm coming. Tell them to wait. A child is standing outside the school. He's gone. Come, I take you. No, no, uncle. My father said he's coming, he will come. If your father said he's coming, he'll come. You think my Nabi will default? But here's one request. And it's a blow to those who hurl vituperative comments to the galaxy of Sahaba. إِلَّا أَنَّهَا مَبَاحَةٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِجَمِيعِ أُمَّتِي. But tell them my intercession is open to everyone. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يَنْتَقِسُ أَصْحَابِي. But if you ever speak ill of my Sahaba, I will never intercede your case before my Allah. هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ والهدي معكوفا أن يبلغ محلا ولولا رجال مؤمنون ونساء مؤمنات لم تعلموهم أن تطؤوهم فتصيبكم منهم معرة بغير علم. علامة قرطبي has written on this ayah what measures Allah instituted to protect the Sahaba. In a nutshell, it is the infidels provoking a battle to maximum on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. The Sahaba were on the verge of engaging in battle. Allah said that there were certain Muslims on the opposite side that were also camouflaged amongst the disbelievers. لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ أَن تَطَعُوهُمْ. If you were going to engage in battle, there were the chances in unwittingly, inadvertently you would kill them. Look here, we talk of collateral damage today. The Quran condemns collateral damage by subtle inference in this ayah. Oh my Sahaba, if you were to attack them in the process, inadvertently, you could have killed some Muslims. فَتُصِيبَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَعَرَّةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And this would have caused you regret. Allama Qurtubi writes that if the Sahaba engaged in battle, and they inadvertently killed the Sahaba, this was unintentional, they were excused. But Allah halted them from battle to protect the Sahaba from a mistake also. وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Nobody is more deserving than the word of taqwa and kalima than the Sahaba. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يَنْتَقِسُ أَصْحَابِ. Ibn Asakir's narration, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Uqayl said, we came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said before him, so someone said, لَوْ سَأَلْتَ رَبَّكَ مُلْكًا كَمُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. If you don't mind and you don't feel offended, why don't you also ask your Allah for an empire like Sulaiman alayhi salam? Now look at the humility. If it was me, we'll say, this guy doesn't know who I am. Tell him, just tell him what Allah's got for me. فَضَّحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Modestly, he smiled. He said, brother, I don't want to go into the details, but suffice to say, لَعَلَّ لِصَاحِبِكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. I think I got something better waiting for me. Oh my Allah, do you think? It's yours, Jannat is yours. But look at the super humility. لَعَلَّ لِصَاحِبِكُمْ. But leave that, that's not the topic what I got and he got and they got. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى كُلَّ نَبِيٍّ دَعْوَةٍ. Allah gave every Nabi an amazing supplication. فمنهم من اتخذها. Some used it in this world. رب هب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. In Tafsir Uthmani, under the footnotes of this ayah, Marana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani says the reference is, in all likelihood, this prayer of Sulaiman alayhi salam was used in that exclusive dua that Allah had given him. And some used it for the destruction of their nations. وَإِنِّي خَبَأْتُهَا شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I have kept this for rainy season, and there will be no greater rainy season when the sun will be above our heads. يوم القيامة لو علمت بهوله لفررت من أهلي ومن أوطاني. يوم تشققت السماء لهوله وتشيب فيه مفارق الولدان. يوما عبوسا قمطريرا شره في الخلق منتشر عظيم الشان. When the panic will intensify to its pinnacle, politely I will implore my Allah, I have stored one dua, can I please take out that dua and rescue my ummah? Brothers, there's no doubt from the inception of time till today, the love of Nabi alayhi salam has been intrinsic. It's been inherent. It's part of every person. That's the heart, that's the reality. And may Allah keep it. But one thing we'll have to admit, the expression of this love has differed grossly from the beginning of times to today. Sahaba displayed their loves that he looked at Mus'ab ibn Umair and even my Habib couldn't hold his tears. This is how love was displayed and exhibited. لقد رأيت مصعبا هذا وما بمكة فتى أنعم عند أبويه منه لقد ترك ذلك كله حبا لله ولرسوله. You know, this was the most arrogant, flamboyant, exclusive, affluent boy. Today he dies without sufficient cloth to cover his dead body. It brought tears to the Nabi of Allah. I'm asking the youth of today, can there be a Mus'ab in this audience who also exhibits and displays his life like Mus'ab radiyallahu anhu? Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, the Amir of the Ansar. What did he tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Ya Rasulullah, salim man shi'at, harib man shi'at, khud min amwalina ma shi'at, wa ma akhadta minna kana habba ilayna mimma tarakt. O Nabi of Allah, this is how we explain we love you. We say to you, join ties with our enemies and we love them more than our brothers. And we say severe ties with our brothers and from today they are foe to us. Take the money you like, leave the money you like. We rejoice over what you take, we cry over what you leave. وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا. How do you translate this? You cannot translate. I was saying to the students the other day in class, a mother leaves behind a sandwich and a drink for her child and she says, you know what? When my son comes back, tells the father, please tell him he must take out his sandwich and the drinks are in the fridge and I love him and there's something in the microwave and give him a hug. When the boy comes, what the father says? Your mother left something here, just see in the microwave and the fridge, and you can phone her if you have a problem. I cannot, I'm not a mother. How do I have the audacity to translate the emotions of Sahaba? How can I even claim that? I am the biggest imposter. I can't bring it on my tongue. I cannot be a mother as much as I love my child. Can I try and cry and act like a Sahabi in what he said? Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Iman, page 9, under the subheading, Babun al-Ma'asi min Amri al-Jahiliyya. Al-Ma'asi min Amri al-Jahiliyya. Wala yukaffaru sahibuha birtikabiha. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية. وقول الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. وقول الله تعالى وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين فسماهم المؤمنين. The whole hadith is there. One person said, I met Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه at Rabada, outside Medina. وعليه حلة وعلى غلامه حلة. Master and slave clad in one. I said to him, Abu Dharr, this is how they express love. I said, Abu Dharr, have you been demoted or has your slave been promoted? What's this year? فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ الْمُتَسَاوِي فِي الْحُلَّةِ. So he said, إِنِّي سَابَبْتُ رَجُلًا. Now look at, Allah put this thought in my mind. I said, look at Sahaba's philosophy and psychology. The slave is with. So this man is asking him, why you and your slave wearing the same thing? He said, you know, one day I insulted one person. He doesn't say I insulted him. He doesn't refresh the wound. And in reference to the Hashya, Kirmani says, قال النووي سياق الحديث يدل على أن المسبوب كان عبدا. The person that was accused was the slave. But psychology of Sahaba, sensitivity. I had a sister that called the other day, she cried. I said, sister, what's the problem? She said, Allah by His choice has not given me children and I've made peace with the decision of Allah. But I'm battling with the comments of people. I'm battling. I cannot enter a gathering. What's wrong? Why don't you do this? Why don't you try? I've made peace with what Allah has decided for me. But I'm battling with the comments of people. People are so insensitive. Sababtu rajulan. I insulted one person. And what was it? In the Hasha it's written, Yabna Sauda. Tainted with a bit of racial slur. I said to him, the son of a dark-skinned woman. فَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ So Nabi Sassam said, إِنَّكَمْ رُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّ Abu Dhar, you've read the kalima, but the stench of ignorance still coming out. That is your brother. And if Allah has made him your slave, then فَلْيُطْعِمُهُ مِمَّا يَطْعَمْ وَلْيُلْبِسْهُ مِمَّا يَلْبَسْ وَلَا تُكَلِّفُهُمْ مَا يَغْلِبُهُمْ فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ That do not burden them, do not overtask them, and let them wear the same. From that day, nobody could differentiate between master and slave. How do we exhibit love? I'm reminded about the painful couplets of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, let me share the main couplet and then perhaps I'll just run through all the other couplets. He said, يُصَلَّى عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ Oh my Allah. يُصَلَّى عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ وَيُغْزَى بَنُوهُ إِنَّ ذَا لَعَجِيبُ He said this, reflecting his pain over the tragic killing of Hussein radiallahu anhu. He said, in the morning you send salutations on the Hashemite Nabi and in the afternoon you wage war against his son. What a contradiction in the claim of your love. My brother, hold your breath and bear with me. The night before the wedding you have a durood khatam and you have a Quran khatam and the next day flagrantly bride and groom shamelessly disobey Allah. Inna dhalika la'ajeebu. I say to you, it's the same pain. You have a Quran khatam the day preceding, which is the good day to open the shop. What surah must I read in the shop? Can we have a durood khatam? Can we have a durood challenge? And then you bring interest in your shop. Inna dhala ajeebu. And let me seize this opportunity. If somebody hears my pain, good luck. If you don't hear my pain in the years to come, Allah will transmit it to you. I call upon our communities to terminate weddings in the halls adjacent to the masjid. By Allah, you have brought zina in the masjid. By Allah, you have brought zina. You come on a Saturday night, you'll find a youngster and a girl flirting at the door of the masjid. You will look at him, he'll give you a dirty look. Woe be to the revenue of that nikah. Woe be to anything and everything that comes out. It's high time. We have a code of conduct. If you're compliant, our halls are available. If not, it's about time we put an end. The phone has created enough fitna. But these weddings, at the time of salah, insensitive to the order of Allah. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ الْعَجِيبُ Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, and this is what I want to say, how do we express our love? He said, تَأَوَّهَ قَلْبِي وَالْفُؤَادُ كَئِيبُ وَأَرَقَّ نَوْمِي فَالسُّهَادُ عَجِيبُ فَمَنْ مُبْلِغٌ حُسَيْنًا عَنِّي رِسَالَةً وَإِنْ كَرِهَتْهَا أَنْفُسٌ وَقُلُوبُ ذَبِيحٌ بِلَا جُرْمٍ كأن قميصه صبيغ بماء الأرجوان خضيب فللسيف إغوال وللرمح رنة وللخيل من بعد الصهيل نحيب تزلزلت الدنيا لآل محمد وكادت لهم سم الجبال تذوب غارت نجوم واقشعرت كواكب وهتك لها أستار وشق جيوب يصلى على المبعوث من آل هاشم ويغزى بنوه إن ذا لعجيب لئن كان ذنبي حب آل محمد فذلك ذنب لست عنه أتوب هم شفعائي يوم حشري وموقفي إذا ما بدت للناظرين خطوب إذا تأوه قلبي والفؤاد كئيب my heart and my eyes are tearing وأرق نومي my sleep is gone فالسهاد عجيب my insomnia has no medical explanation my insomnia has no medical explanation فمن مبلغ عني حسينا رسالة will somebody take a message to حسين رضي الله عنه وإن كرهتها أنفس وقلوب I know many will frown and object say to him I said ذبيح بلا جرم كأن قميصه صبيغ بماء الأرجوان خذيب An innocent soul that was killed, a defenseless soul that was killed. I cannot imagine how his blessed garb was tainted with his blood. Then Imam Shafi says, never mind me crying. Even the horses that were abused, they stopped neighing. They also started lamenting. فَلِسَّيْفِ إِغْوَالٌ Look at the takhayul of the sha'ir. فَلِسَّيْفِ إِغْوَالٌ The swords are sad. وَلِلْرُمْحِ رَنَّ And the arrows are weeping. وَلِلْخَيْلِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الصَّهِيلِ نَحِيبُ The horses said, we no more going to neigh, we only going to cheer. Why did you ride on my back and kill Hussein رضي الله عنه? تَزَلْزَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا لِآلِ مُحَمَّدِ The whole world was shaken. وَحُقَّ لَهَا سُمُّ الْجِبَالِ تَذُوبُ Even the lifeless mountains wanted to give way. غَارَتْ نُجُومٌ The stars refused to twinkle. وَقْشَعَرَّتْ نُجُومٌ And the constellations also, you know, gave way. وَهُتِّكَ أَسْتَارٌ وَشُقَّ جُيُوبُ And people expressed their emotions in different ways. يُصَلَّى عَلَى الْمَبْعُوثِ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ You have durood challenges, and you have durood salutations, and you have durood khatams. وَيُغْزَى بَنُوهُ And flamboyantly, flagrantly, you shave his beard. And my sister, you drop your veil, and you drop your guard, and you massacre his children. إِنَّ ذَا لَعَجِيبُ What a contradiction. History hasn't seen a contradiction in a claim, an exhibiting of love in this way. لَإِنْ كَانَ ذَنْبِي حُبَّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ فَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ لَسْتُ عَنْهُ أَتُوبُ If it's my offense that I have hurt, if it is my crime that I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then at the very onset, let me say to you, I doubt I'll be repenting from this crime. If you call me a criminal because of my appearance, then this is something I pride myself with. هم شفعائي يوم حشري وموقفي إذا ما بدت للناظرين خطوب Why? Because fashion won't rescue me on the day of Qiyamah. Peer pressure won't assist me on the day of Qiyamah. And my colleagues won't intercede. But yes, my Nabi will intercede. So I will love him and love his family. The Arabic poet said, آلُ النَّبِيِّ ذَرِيعَتِي وَهُمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَسِيلَتِي أَرْجُو بِهِمْ أُعْطَى غَدًا بِيَدِ الْيَمِينِ صَحِيفَتِي آلُ النَّبِيِّ ذَرِيعَتِي وَهُمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَسِيلَتِي I love my Nabi and I love his family. And I'm hoping because of their love, Allah will say, because of this, take your book of deeds in your right hand. أرجو بهم أعطى غدا بيد اليمين صحيفتي My point is, how did the Sahaba exhibit their love? Nabi alayhi salam is the guest at the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari comes, he says, O Nabi of Allah, you say it and we will do it. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ أَرْفَقَ بِنَا وَبِمَنْ يَغْشَانَا أَن نَكُونَ فِي صِفْلِ الْبَيْتِ I think it would be better, I will stay downstairs, you stay on top. It would be, you know what, accommodating all parties. Perfect, O Nabi of Allah. He gets on top, the Prophet of Allah retires to bed. He has a thought in his mind. But then I am between the Nabi of Allah and revelation. And if I move my leg, يَتَنَاثَرُ الْغُبَارُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ The dust will fall. So he freezes in one position. In the morning he descends, he says, O Nabi of Allah, whole night I didn't sleep. Why? O Nabi of Allah, I feared يُؤْذِيكَ تَحَرُّكِ I will move and that sound will disturb you. That sound, Nabi alayhi salam said, no, don't impose yourself, don't burden yourself. Every day he says to his wife, prepare a good meal and present it. She prepares a good meal, presents it. When the platter is returned, may my parents be sacrificed on the honor of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Husband and wife would sit down, يَتَتَبَّعَانِ مَوْضِعَ يَدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Bring the platter. I think the finger Mubarak was here. I think he drank water from here. You sup there, I'll eat here. التَبَرُّكُ بِأَثَارِ النَّبِي So every day after the meal was over, husband and wife are sitting to put their lips where my master put his lips, to put their fingers where my master put his fingers. One day the meal, the platter is returned. Hayatul Sahaba has the entire narration. The platter is returned. Nothing consumed. Ya Rasulullah, radatta asha'ak, walam ara fihi mawdi'a yadik. O Nabi of Allah, you return, you decline. Have we not offended you with the meal? Wajadtu fihi thamaraha, wajadtu fihi riha hadhihi shajara. I ate, I think there was some raw onions or garlic in the food, the way that it was cooked. Wa ana rajulun unaja. Malaika make their presence to me at any time. This is offensive to them, and I'm sensitive to odors in the respect of the malaika. Aharamun huwa ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, is onions and garlic forbidden? La walakinni akrahu. No, it's not forbidden. By all means, you consume it. In my individual capacity, I dislike it. فَإِنِّي أَكْرَهُ مَا تَكْرَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَكَ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. O my Nabi, you dislike it in your individual capacity and I must eat it. From today, he says to his wife, from today you will not cook any meal with onions or garlic. As of today, I will not eat it because my Nabi dislikes it. I call upon my brothers who have the habit of smoking. I am not elevating myself above you. I have 1,000 evil traits. But here's it. Abu Ayyub Ansari displayed his love that he abandoned something which was disliked by the Prophet of Allah in his personal capacity and not as a Nabi. We know how it has eroded the community, destroyed us. It creates so much bickering in the homes. It creates so much unpleasantness. Second narration. Sahabiyat are sitting and talking. So someone says, the Ansari woman, you know, the Quraysh were amazing. Aisha radiallahu anha said, yes, they were amazing. Walakin, I have never seen better woman than the Ansari woman. They are the best woman. Ma ra'aytu afdal min nisa'il ansar. Why, O Aisha radiallahu anha? The verse was revealed. Wal yadribna bi khumurihin ala juyubihin. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minina yudnina 'alayhinna min jalabibihin. أمر الله نساء المؤمنين أن يغطين وجوههن من فوق رؤوسهن بالجلابيب ويبدين عينا واحدة. The tafsir of Ibn Kathir under this ayah. Aisha radiallahu anha said, when this ayah was revealed, I literally seen how they implemented it. انقلب رجالهن إليهن يتلو الرجل على امرأته وأمه وأخته فما منهن امرأة إلا قامت إلى مرتحة فاعتجرت به. They read the verse, nobody challenged it. Is this color fine? If I use like this, but what if parda is in my heart? My intentions are clean. When I do it by myself, nothing. They all complied. فَأَصْبَحْنَا وَرَاءَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Instantly they implemented the ayah. Third incident, Talha ibn Bara. I wanted to speak about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a people's person. But inshallah, I know Monana is... Quickly, inshallah, try and bring it to that, some important aspects. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaching out to everyone. It's a young boy, 13 years of age, living in Quba. Nabi alayhi salam passes by Quba. He's elated, he's overwhelmed, he's blown away. I was telling the students the other day in class, I said, you studying the biography of Umar radiallahu anhu, become so impressed with them that there's no more room to become impressed with anyone else. And these lives are such. It's not an exaggeration. It's not like I'm saying stretch it. The life of Umar is such that if you really drench yourself with it, you'll say he was a great man, but the hero remains Umar and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma and the galaxy of Sahaba. So anyway, there was this young boy who was living in Quba. Nabi alayhi salam passes by. He looks at Nabi alayhi salam. He says, no, I want to embrace the faith. He tells his parents, come, let's go. The parents say, no, we're not interested. He comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubsut yameenaka ya Rasulallah. Nabi of Allah, give me your hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and your parents, you've got consent from your parents? He said, no, my parents, lam yazala mushrikain, they disbelievers. Nabi alayhi salam said, majma'u zawaid, the narration is there. Wa in amartu biqati'ati walidayk, and if I tell you, once you embrace the faith, you have to severe ties with your parents. Wa ghalaba talhata hubbuhu liwaliday. He said, okay, no, wait, then let me think back on the matter and I'll come back. He goes back, he reflects, but once you've seen my Nabi once, you'll be restless till you come back. You will be restless. People are restless over fake love and evil love and dirty love. Imagine this pure, innocent, sincere. The next day he comes back, puts his hand again. Nabi alayhi salam poses the same question. وللمرة الثانية غلبت طلحة عاطفته تجاه أبويه. He said, no man, I'm not too ready if I can part with my parents. Today's youngster will part with his parents for his friends. For peer pressure. He goes back. He reflects over the matter. He says, now I'm going to embrace the faith, whatever the consequences are. He comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Prophet of Allah, I've made a conscious, measured, calculated decision. I want to embrace the faith. Nabi alayhi salam presents his hand. He reads the kalima. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ فِي دِينِنَا قَطِيعَةُ رَحْمٍ وَلَكِنْ أَحْبَبْتُ أَلَّا يَكُونَ فِي دِينِكَ رِيبَةٌ. I will never advocate severe in ties, but I wanted you to embrace the faith wholeheartedly. O Nabi of Allah, make a dua for my parents. Allah's Nabi makes a dua, the parents accept Islam. وَسَعِدَ بِإِسْلَامِهِمَا. He is elated. Allah's Nabi in Medina, I'm living in Quba. Every day from Quba, he goes to Medina to meet the Prophet of Allah. Imagine taking out time for a 13-year-old child could only be the job of my Nabi and no one else. Every day he comes in the company, Nabi alayhi salam says, Talha, come right in front. Allah's willing, few months pass, he becomes very sick. Alzama alayhi al-firash. He becomes immobile. He's bedridden. When the pious are your friends, then the pious will visit you when you're sick and they will frequent your qabr. Nabi alayhi salam said, I don't see Talha. They said, he's sick. Nabi alayhi salam said, then let's go visit him. Allahu Akbar. You're elated you had a state visit. You're elated you had some minister. Talha, my parents be sacrificed for you. Allah's Nabi is coming to visit you. Allah's Nabi is coming to visit you. He's in a coma. Nabi alayhi salam looks at him. Raqqalahu riqqatan shadeeda. He tears. He said, La ara Talha illa qad hadatha fihi al-maut. I think his time is rather close. If he passes away, inform me. Nobody else will lead his janazah but me. Nabi alayhi salam returns. When his eyes open up, Ma adani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Majma'u al-Zawaid. Did the Nabi of Allah not visit me? Yes, he was here. Bala waqad aqbala alayk wa da'alak. He was here, he made dua, and he said that if Allah wills and you pass away, we must inform him. A 13-year-old boy also knew what was respect. He said, فَإِذَا مِتُّ فَأَلْحِقُونِي بِرَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَا تَدْعُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. When I pass away, bury me by night. Don't inconvenience Allah's Nabi to come for my janazah. You see, my brother, pay me out, please. There is a distinction here. There is a distinction. What is it? Jazba versus hukam. Emotion versus command. I have the aspiration this mufti sahab must perform the nikah. And I have this aspiration that the imam of the haram must perform and solemnize the nikah of my daughter in the haram sharif. And then how long did the marriage last? Don't ask. These things don't have basis in Islam. Nurul Ida is the famous Hanafi kitab. On page 130, it's written there about who's more deserving to lead the janazah salah. As-sultanu ahakku bi salatihi, thumma naibuhu, thumma al-qadhi, thumma imamul hay. Your local masjid imam is more deserving. وَمَنْ لَهُ وِلَايَةُ التَّقَدُّمِ أَحَقُّ مِمَّنْ أَوْصَى لَهُ الْمَيِّتُ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ. Your local imam has more rights to lead the funeral prayer over the bequest of the dead man also. My late brother said, Mufti Saab must perform. That's an aspiration. The hukam is, let the local imam perform it. You tell me Uwais Qarni didn't have an aspiration to see the Nabi of Allah? But the hukam was, look after your mother. He sacrificed sahabiyat. He sacrificed the honor of being a sahabi because he didn't look at aspiration, he looked at order. Today we latch in onto these things and we think we love Allah's Nabi. Fly him in from here and bring him in from there. And Mufti Sahib, you give the dua. Marana, you give the bayan. Qari Sahib, you read the qirat. You make the dua. So now my marriage is in place. A 13-year-old boy said, don't disturb my Nabi. Lower me. Next day, tell him. And قُلْ لَهُ فَلْيَسْتَغْفِرْ لِي. Tell him to make a dua when he makes his regular duas. Come out of these things. لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُ. وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُ. I'm inundated with calls. Morana, my wife is about to go into labor. Tahniq. Tahniq. That's a good thing. It's meritorious. It's nothing more than blessed and meritorious. Give the child the correct name. Give him the correct upbringing. Then you say the wife don't want to hear. Then you say we have issues. And you nagging me and bogging me and bothering me for a date. You're elevating that above its position. Who wouldn't want Allah's Nabi to lead the janazah? He passes away. Again, now we have, no, he just said it, but we should tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I think we must say, no, وَلَمْ يُعْلِمُوا النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَمَلًا بِمَا وَصَّاهُمْ بِهِ إِبْنُهُمْ وَإِشْفَاقًا مِّنْهُمْ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. They said the boy was right. Let's not disturb Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give him ghusl and bury him. The next morning they went to Medina and they said to the Nabi of Allah, in Quba, Talha passed away. Allah adhantu muni. You people didn't tell me. The boy insisted, we don't disturb you. Told his sahaba, let's walk. When you have respect, Allah's Nabi comes to the qabr with his sahaba and leads the janazah salah. Allahumma ilqa talhata tadhaku ilayhi wa yadhaku ilayk. Allah, the boy only entered my gathering with a smile, and I seen him dying with a smile. It's my words, let him enter his qabr with a smile. Receive him, my Allah, with a smile. Wallahu yadhaku la kadhihkina wal kayfu mumtani'un 'ala ar-rahmani. My brothers, I'm saying it's time we exhibit the love. Two incidents quickly. Nabi alayhi salam was a people's person. He wasn't always surrounded by devoted, dedicated sahaba. They were munafiqeen in his gathering. They were hypocrites. They were infidels. And they were people who were uncultured and uncivilized also. So they were not always those that were saluting and revering him. Yes, they were Abu Bakr and Umar, Hayatul Sahaba. I read this hadith. I was jumping. I called my wife. I said, look at this hadith. You know, sometimes when you read it, you get so excited. Nowadays you see a picture, you want to BBM or you want to take a photo and send it immediately. I was blown away by the words of Nabi alayhi salam. He's sitting, Abu Bakr is here, Umar radiallahu anhu is here, Abbas radiallahu anhu walks in. When Abbas radiallahu anhu walks in, Abu Bakr was the man. He was the man who was molded to perfection in every way. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realized the need of the moment. He moved back, opening a gap, and he allowed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to usher Abbas radiallahu anhu forward. Nabi alayhi salam looked at Abu Bakr and he said, innama ya'rifu al-fadla li ahli al-fadli, ahlu al-fadli. Oh my Allah, I will never able to translate this. My soul will leave me. I will never able to translate this. Innama ya'rifu al-fadla li ahli al-fadli, ahlu al-fadli. I've said it in five, to understand my talks, learn Arabic, brothers. If nothing else motivates you to understand, Nabi alayhi salam says, it takes a man of a profound caliber to recognize the virtue of the virtuous. It takes a man of excellency like you, Abu Bakr. Abbas walked in, he sensed the moment, read the emotions, appreciated the demand, responded. The Nabi of Allah said, innama ya'rifu al-fadla. How he paid tribute. He was the most eloquent. So there were those people. But there were the other ordinary people as well. A villager came. And what did the sahaba said? Inna Allah la yanfa'una bil a'rabi wa masailihim. We love these villagers. Because we out of respect could never ask. And they just come and throw it. And Nabi alayhi salam takes them in their stride. Two narrations just to say how he was a people's person. And inshallah I wrap it up. I know there's meals. Forgive me, brothers. Forgive me. It's not right for me to do this all the time. But it's an occasion. We have an audience. It's a sensitive moment. Sahaba sitting. Person walks in. Ayyukum Muhammad. Can I speak to the gentleman Muhammad here, please? Understand. So Sahaba said, Hadha rajulul abyadul muttaki'u. Can you see our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fair in complexion, with his blessed nur and his reclining? He is the person. Yabna Abdul Muttalib. Oh, the son of Abdul Muttalib. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ajabtuk, brother, I'm listening. Inni sa'iluk, wa mushaddidun alayk, fala tajidanna fi nafsik. Listen, I ask, and I'm loud by nature, don't get offended. Sal amma badalak. You go for it, the podium is yours. As'aluka bi rabbika wa rabbi man qablak. As'aluka bi rabbika wa rabbi man qablak. Allahu arsalaka ila nasi kullihim. Tell me, I ask you in the name of your Lord and the Lord of those that preceded you. Has Allah actually sent you? Allahumma na'am. Yes, indeed. Allah has sent me. As'aluka bi rabbika wa rabbi man qablak. Allahu amaraka an nusalli hadhi salawat al-khams. Has Allah instructed you that we perform the five prayer? He goes on. He asks us. Look at the tone. Look at the question. Look at the approach. Nabi alayhi salam politely. Okay, listen, brother Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You make perfect sense. I accept what you say. Wa ana rasulu min wara'i min qawmi. Wa ana dhimamu ibn Tha'labab. Now, generally you make your name known first. He mentions his name in the end. My name is Dhimam. I come from this tribe. And I have accepted what you have said. آمنت بما جئت به. And I will take the message back to my people. Nabi alayhi salam said, فقه الرجل. What an intelligent man. He came for a little while, accepted the message and practiced it immediately. Now that's what we want. He was a people's man. He understood. The last hadith. A villager comes to him. He says, you talk of Jannat, Jannat. In Jannat you got fruit. فيها فاكهة. You got fruit. Nabi alayhi salam said, oh, of course, uncle, we got a lot of fruit. We got a lot of fruit. Hayat al-Sahaba. وَفِيهَا شَجَرَةٌ تُدْعَى تُوبَى. We got more than fruit. We got one tree there. We call it Tuba. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about another tree. Now this was literally taking him in his own stride. Different strokes for different folks. You know what? Taking him in his own stride. أَيُّ شَجَرَةِ أَرْضِنَا تُشْبِهُ. Give me a similarity of the tree of Jannat. Nabi alayhi salam said, لَيْسَتْ تُشْبِهُ شَيْئًا مِّن شَجَرِ أَرْضِكَ. In Medina, you're not going to find a similar tree. But have you been to Sham? Ataita Sham? No, I haven't been to Sham. Why? Why? What about Sham? تُشْبِهُ شَجَرَةٌ بِالشَّامْ تُدْعَى الْجَوْزَ. There's a walnut tree in Syria. It's similar to that. Okay? تُمْبِتُ عَلَى سَاقٍ وَاحِدٍ وَيَنْفَرِشُ أَعْلَاهَا. It grows on a single trunk and then it has multiple branches. فَمَا عِظَمُ الْعُنْقُودِ. Look at this villager. Okay? What's the size of the cluster of this fruit? Nabi alayhi salam said, مَسِيرَةُ شَهْرٍ لِلْغُرَابِ الْأَبْقَعْ لَا يَفْتُرْ. If a crow flies for 1 month, hopefully after a month with a swift pace, it will cover the distance. فَمَا عِظَمُ أَصْلِهَا. What's the size of the roots? لَوْ اِرْتَحَلْتَ جِذْعًا مِّنْ إِبَلِ أَهْلِكَ مَا أَحَاطَتْ بِأَصْلِهَا حَتَّى تَنْكَسِرَ تَرْقُوتُهَا هَرِمًا. Taking him in his stride. We will say now, hey, bye, yoh. Questions like you never heard. Uncle, sit down please, we'll talk to you later. No, Nabi alayhi salam, leave me and leave him, enjoy and listen. It took each man in his stride. You know what, if you mount onto a young camel, it will die and it won't cover the distance of the roots. Okay. Fiha inab, you got grapes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I don't have the patience with my students or my children. My Nabi had it with an ordinary man who presented. When you say a people's man, it was my Nabi. Any aspect of his life was just super, was so. You got grapes. Nabi Hassan said, yes, and we got awesome grapes. Ma idhamul habba. What's the size of one grape? Nabi alayhi salam, look at him, talking to him in his level. You know, sometimes I have to give a talk to teachers at the school in terms of methodology and expressing yourself. I quote these types of ahadith. Nabi alayhi salam said, هَلْ ذَبَحَ أَبُوكَ تِيسًا مِّنْ غَنَمِهِمْ قَتُّ عَظِيمًا. Your father ever slaughtered a big goat in his life? Oh, of course my father did that. فَسَلَخَ إِهَابَهُ. Then he skinned the goat. Oh, yes indeed. ثُمَّ أَعْطَاهُ أُمَّكْ. Then he gave it to your mother without doubt. فَقَالَ لَهَا اتَّخِذِي مِنْهُ دَلْوًا. Reach into his level. One on one. And then your mother must have told your father, why don't you make a bucket out of the skin? My mother did this often and my father also made this. Nabi alayhi salam said, the size of one grape will be the size of that bucket. My word, that's awesome. تِلْكَ الْحَبَّةُ لَتُشْبِعُنِي وَأَهْلَ بَيْتِي. I think my whole family will just eat one grape in Jannat. Nabi alayhi salam said, not only your family, your whole progeny. وَعَمَّةَ عَشِيرَتِكَ. Your whole progeny. In a nutshell, my brothers, this is the time. Somebody said, become the change you want to see in others. Allama Rumi said, yesterday I was clever, so I was changing the world. Today I am wise, so I'm changing myself. Today I am wise, so I'm changing myself. Regardless of how tainted your past is, your future is spotless. Your future is spotless. Stand up with the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, a long life might not be good enough. But a good life is long enough. Allah inspire us all. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.